The numbers were flashing past in front of Cromer's face. 16, 15, 14. He had to be absolutely accurate. 13, 12, 11. No other day would be right. 8, 7, 6th July, 1907. 7, 8:30 a.m. The number stopped moving. Cromer sat forward and opened the door. The smell of trees and grass rushed into the small cabin. Cromer breathed deeply. He hadn't smelled trees like this for a long time. The machine was standing in a small wood, exactly where he had planned. He could see the factory through the trees. There was the sign, Ford Motor Company. Cromer walked quickly towards it. Men were working in the factory. There were cars everywhere. Half-built cars, finished cars, brown cars, blue cars, green cars. "Is Mr. Ford in?" he asked a man.
"Sure, he's in the office. Go right in," answered the man.
Cromer walked over to the small office in the corner of the factory. He knocked on the door.
"Edsel, is that you?" called a man's voice.
"No, Mr. Ford. Can I come in?" Cromer opened the door. Ford was sitting at a large desk. There were plans and blueprints in front of him. "Good morning, Mr. Ford. My name is Cromer Statham. I have been looking for you."
"Take a seat. What can I do for you? I'm a very busy man, and I don't want to buy any insurance."